Emails, Biden admin appointee was partner in Biden family business. By Wendell Hussebo on November 30, 2022. Current Biden administration appointee John Nevergal was a partner in Biden family business activities in Western Africa before joining the administration on the Advisory Council on Doing Business in Africa, PACTIBIA, emails from Hunter Biden's laptop show. Nevergal, given the administration post by Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo on July 14, was previously a business partner of Hunter through the Biden family's now-defunct investment firm that conducted business in Africa. Nevergal is the co-founder and CEO of the project development firm ABD Group. During his time with ABD Group, he was simultaneously working with Hunter's Rosemont Seneca Advisors as a senior advisor since 2012, introducing the Biden family business to key contacts in China, Africa, and Latin America, according to emails verified by Fox News. Nevergal and Hunter's association with Rosemont Seneca likely began as early as 2011. Their business relationship recorded in Nevergal's ABD bio remained until 2019 when it was erased 1 year before President Joe Biden assumed the White House. It appears Nevergal had requested Hunter's company provide him a slot retainer fee of $70,000 to broker lucrative deals between Rosemont and Brazilian construction giant Oish. Nevergal's business relationship included projects concerning national gas and related projects in Latin America, along with China and Africa. Emails in 2015 show Nevergal offered Hunter's business partner, Eric Schwerin, advice to provide Hunter before his planned visit to China. In terms of Hunter's trip to China, I would say one immediate thing is if there are any large firms, typically the state-owned construction companies, that they know who we should try to meet when we go to China, Nevergal wrote. These groups generally bring funding from China Exim to fund the African government on a project to be done by the China state-owned construction firm. For example, this is what we are doing with CAC, China Airport Construction Corporation, and what we do with Samsung with Kexim Money, Nevergal continued. They work with us to put the deal together in Africa. In January 2017, a few months after Joe Biden left the White House as vice president, Nevergal's company, ABD, held a 30% interest in 6 energy, infrastructure and healthcare projects in Western Africa, an email from Schwerin to Hunter reads. After Joe Biden assumed office in November 2021, Nevergal's ABD signed a preliminary business deal with Senegal's government-run infrastructure company, Ajerut, to develop, finance, and construct 2 bridges to ensure trade between Senegal and its neighbors remains easily accessible. On November 22, that deal was signed in Senegal with Secretary of State Antony Blinken as a participant. I believe that the ripple effects will be felt throughout Senegal. Better infrastructure can create jobs, can connect more people to cities, can improve public safety, and can increase resilience against climate change, Blinken said at the event. Nevergal also put out a press release upon the deal signing. President Biden's Build Back Better World initiative is delivering on its promise of driving investment in Africa, building new markets for American companies, and creating jobs at home and abroad, he said. We're grateful for Secretary Blinken's attendance at today's MO signing, alongside Minister Hutt, on his first trip to Africa. It is unknown if the Biden family has reaped any profit from its business dealings in Senegal with ABD. Nevergal is likely to be called to testify before the House, which is investigating the Biden family business. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.